Now, would you please tell me something about the students' reflection, relaxation, and accommodation?
This is indeed the place where we saw one of the Shakespeare comedies, just in this garden. It reminds us that Oxford and Cambridge put a huge emphasis on the other aspects of education, not just sitting in classes and writing essays, but on poetry, on music, on dance, on drama, on a rounded enrichment of young people's lives. They come here at 18 and they should leave not merely with more ideas in their head, but more skills at interrelating with other people, in communicating, and in creating on every level. So painting, music, all the arts are very important in Oxford and Cambridge, just as are the games. Oxford and Cambridge are just as famous for their games in some ways, obviously their boat race, but also their rugby and all the other sports and games that they play, as they are for their academic life. The English have always thought that you can put too much emphasis on the mind. It's the whole body. We have a saying, a sound mind in a sound body. So this is where in the summer they do some of the plays. And so a college has playing grounds, the playing grounds, their tennis courts and other playing grounds. The university rugby grounds are over there. There are squash courts. So there are many playing grounds as well. There's a music hall over there, and there are music practice rooms. So King's is very famous for its music. It has a choir school where they teach the famous King's College choir, which is over there, just as St. John's has a choir school. And there are choral scholars. There's a lot of music, every kind of music, jazz music, in the life of the college. It's in many ways just as important as their formal education. And this is made partly possible by the way in which the students are accommodated. Instead of, as in many universities, when I went to the London School of Economics, I went into the LSE for my teaching, but then I had to commute right out to the edge of London where I lived, where I could afford to live. In Oxford and Cambridge, you have the great privilege of very good central accommodation, because every student, when they come up as an undergraduate and a postgraduate, is encouraged to use college accommodation. This, for example, is a newly built graduate hostel for King's College graduates. There's the old one is next door. All graduate students and all undergraduates actually live in properties owned by the college. And that means that they can stay together, they can form friendships. They're within walking distance, usually, of the college. So it becomes a total life. It's a short term, only 8 weeks or so on, but for that time they are as if they're living in a family, but a very large family, i.e. the college. And this again differentiates Oxford and Cambridge from all other universities, which some have halls of residence, but they're often far away from the universities, and often you spend a lot of your time just in accommodation.